Well, hello there, and welcome to Stressless Eating. This is your program overview where we are going to talk about what to expect, really how to get the most out of this program, how to ensure that you are a success right out of the gate. But before we dive in, I just want to celebrate you being here. Honestly, I'm so grateful. I'm so happy for you that you made this decision to really transform your life. And yes, we're talking about food, but this is a life conversation, and I'm just so excited that you're here and honored that you chose me to help you, okay? And so here's the deal. This is not going to be your average experience, not your average plan or program. And you know, I know a lot about a lot, and I know you understand a lot, but you also need some help, A, just putting all the puzzle pieces together, but also B, really figuring out what will work for you, but without all the fluff and the extras. Like, let's make this journey as simple as possible, because really somewhere along the lines, it got overcomplicated. And you know, why you're here, why most women come to this place in their life is, you know what to do, but you can't, no matter what you try, get yourself to actually do it. Or maybe you fall into that trap of doing well for a little while, but as soon as you get off track, it's like a vicious spiral and you feel like you fall off the proverbial wagon. Or, you know, you're probably just sick of your relationship with food and your body costing you your health or costing you your happiness and really costing you your sanity, okay? But also, you know, you've probably feel like you've spent a lifetime and a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money really dieting and exercising and doing the air quotes work on yourself, but you still haven't found a solution to your struggles with food and your body. And, you know, no matter how great of a mood you're in or how well your day is going, that feeling of your jeans being tight or your muffin top hanging out over your jeans, or you know, the number on that scale, it can in a split second just ruin your entire day and really send you into a tailspin of those not good enough thoughts, right? But also, you're at the point where you've tried so many things that haven't worked that you probably almost feel a little bit jaded, like you're not sure if anything will ever work and that this is just how it's going to be the rest of your life. But you're here because you also know that you cannot take another diet, another exercise plan, another, you know, regime. You are exhausted from all of that. You're overwhelmed and fed up of all of that counting and measuring and being hungry all the time and really beating yourself up. And you know that something has to change. And that's why I'm so glad that our paths crossed and that you're here and that we're here together. And so here's what I promised you. I promised you a much simpler story about transformation, as in permanent forever kind of change, right? But also a much simpler story about why you do what you do so that you can have more love and compassion for yourself. But also a much simpler story about how to actually influence yourself the most powerful way and really consistently. That's what it's all about, right? So what I also promised you is we're going to talk about how to really rewire your brain and self-image, because of course you cannot out-diet, outperform, or outsmart your current one, right? We're going to talk about how to permanently take the stress out of eating and really heal your relationship with food and break that cycle of overeating. So whether that's mindless eating, stress eating, binge eating, or emotional eating, whatever it is for you, we want to go heal your relationship with food for good, but not just taking the stress out of eating, but also going and putting like the peace of mind and the ease and the pleasure and the freedom back into it. Because you know, as I say, if love and warm chocolate chip cookies is wrong, I don't want to be right. But also, this is a teach you how to fish program. We're going to talk about how to feed your brain a new definition of health and feed the new wolf and feed your brain a new definition of freedom, okay? And the end game is really like enlightenment and awareness and clarity and understanding and ahas and really a lot of those light bulbs going off and tying all the dots together for you. But also hopefully to give yourself some newfound compassion and acceptance and love. And let's start with liking yourself a little bit more, right? For yourself, right? And then, of course, a new conversation to start, as in, like, this is the conversation we want to begin now and learn to practice the rest of your life, okay? Because the end game here is really creating the fastest, easiest, most enjoyable path towards permanent transformation, not just in a grilled chicken and broccoli bubble, right? Or a weight loss bubble. We want the forever solution, right? And so here is my hope for you that really this is the beginning of a whole new series of conversations with yourself and a whole new relationship with yourself. And really that this is the beginning of a whole new way of seeing things, a whole new set of awarenesses, as you'll learn what I mean, but really new goggles with which to see yourself, your life, and your struggles through. And I really just hope, and I feel pretty darn confident that, you know, it's going to all make sense and that it resonates and that it feels good while you go. And if it ever doesn't, you just reach out to me and let me know, because we want to make sure that it does. Okay. So here's my commitments to you. I promise to always meet you where you are. And when meeting you where you are, not expecting you to come to where I am, meeting you where you are, that means, you know, I'm not here to persuade you or talk you into doing things my way. I'm simply here to educate you and give you the clarity that you need so that you do have that peace of mind to kind of, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, buy into this new way of thinking, this new language, and this new way of living. And really what it comes down to is I want to help you raise the bar on yourself, raise the bar on your self-image, and to know how much power and influence you do have over yourself and your life right now without adding anything extra, okay? Because you really do already have everything that you need. Like, we're going to talk about, you know, this journey where we take a more strategic approach so that you can learn it and simply, like, just have it happening in the background of your life while you go work on the other stuff. Because remember, if you make your brain happy, it will learn new patterns and rituals very easily and very fast. It's when your brain is unhappy during the process, that's when you can practically guarantee that you won't ever learn a new pattern for more than a little while, or without having to force yourself or white knuckle your way through it to keep it going, okay? So you can start influencing your mind, your brain, your body, and your self-image right now. And what I'm going to teach you these next 90 days and beyond is really going to set you free and streamline your process of getting, of going from, you know, diet addicted and food obsessed and binge and mindless and stress and emotional eating to a whole new version of life where you have a new conversation with yourself and a new conversation with your body and a whole new way of what I call stressless living. Like, really, like, let's just take the stress out of all of this food and body stuff. And it's a permanent solution, not a Band-Aid, not a temporary fix. I mean, permanently solving this thing once and for all, okay? And you already have everything that you need, okay? You don't need anything more. You just need new goggles, a new pair of goggles, and you're going to see multiple pairs of goggles, really what I mean, with which to see, okay? But here's another thing I want to impart upon you.
No one can be or is the expert on you. You have to become the expert on yourself. You can't be looking for someone else to do it for you, want it for you, find it for you. You've got to become your own advocate and become the expert on you. And so how do you do that? Well, you're conveniently taken care of here, right? This is not another plan or program, right? This is a conversation, okay? It's the conversation of freedom and happiness and peace of mind. It's a conversation where slow is smooth, smooth is fast, okay? Slow is smooth, smooth is fast, where we go heal this thing for real so that you can just be done with this for good.
And I invite you to stay in this conversation, the one that you had with yourself when you decided to take the leap and go on this 90-day and beyond ride together, the one where you ditch all the Band-Aids, the quick fixes, and trying to out-motivate, out-will, or outsmart your longest-running habits, and start taking a simpler and more scientific approach to your struggles with food. And yes, this is really though about who you are as a woman, okay? And to ensure that these shifts keep happening in the background, we are going to be focusing on all of these three things. So this is not just about information, okay? It's also about implementation and integration, and that entails collaboration. So here's my pledge and my promises to you, okay? I am going to lay it all out there for you, like legit. I am going to share my experiences, my experiments, those of others. I've worked with hundreds of other women at this point, and of course, the science and the sass behind it all, okay? I'm going to share my own way of thinking and living and acting. Like, I will show you mine, and I just invite you to try it on and see what resonates with you. But essentially, let your brain be unbrainwashed and allow this to kind of brainwash you, like wash over you, right? Like, when I say brainwash, obviously eliminate the toxicity and the nonsense that we collectively picked up about ourselves, right? And let this brainwash you over the next 90 days and beyond. And I'm going to give you a new Kool-Aid to drink, but it's one that's going to feel good and resonate with you as we go, okay? And I'm simply going to invite you into these new up-leveled conversations.
So here's my invitations to you, right? I invite you, be present, Play all out. Put your heart and soul into this, but keep your mind and your heart open to that you don't know what you don't know and you didn't know what you didn't know. And maybe this, you know, this is it for you, right? And immerse yourself in all of this stuff, right? Learn it, try it on, and really suspend any disbelief. I'm not telling you you have to believe in it right away. Trust me, when you start shifting and you're going to feel these shifts in week one, you're going to start believing in it. But if anything, at the very least, just suspend any disbelief that you have and go in it with the intention and possibility that, like, this could be it. This is the language that you're going to become fluent in that's going to set you free, okay? But also be vulnerable. Be vulnerable with yourself. Feel all the feels. Don't be afraid to feel whatever you're feeling. Just let it all be there. There's no wrong way to do this. You're going to get whatever you need from this experience, right? And again, there's no wrong way for you to do this program. So release all of those expectations or agendas and ditch the perfectionism and just focus on being present. Soak it all up, give it your all, and just enjoy the process, okay? So one last thing, right? I am here to stand for you and to take a stand for you for a new up-leveled conversation, as in, yeah, it's time, right? And here's what I know about my role as your coach. This is not about me, okay? You're here because you need my help. And I know that if I don't step up and serve you some new truths and serve you towards the direction of freedom, then to be honest, I know you're screwed because the mainstream health and wellness world is simply just throwing more diets and restrictions at you. And so I take my role as your guide and mentor and as someone that loves you and cares about you very, very seriously. And that's why I'm here to take a stand for you so that you can go take a stand for yourself and start taking yourself seriously, right? To start taking care of yourself as much as you care about others or for others. And to start caring what you think and how you feel and what you say about yourself more, even if nothing more than the same amount that you care about what others think about you, but to at least start caring about how you feel and how you think, and to start treating yourself and your life and your body like you only have one. And let's go take this stand together and make this stand for you once and for all for a better future and a better life. Because I know the alternative, right? And you know your own alternative. And you know, you've heard my story. You know how this showed up for me. Like, you heard my story and you know, the different roads that I went down and how I got, you know, the body and the business and the life that I thought I always wanted, but I was still miserable, right? And I was still a slave to dieting and restricting and controlling myself. And I had what I call a horrible fat head, like my shame, my blame, my guilt, comparisonitis, perfectionism, my inner bitch. And I had this horrible relationship with myself and no self-confidence, and I was ashamed of who I'd become, to be honest, right? And when I started addressing the brain and the self-image, that's when everything finally changed for me. I mean, everything, because that's when I realized that I was never going to be able to out-diet it or outsmart it, and that I was always going to end up right back in alignment with the wiring in my brain. And so, you know, with that same storyline on repeat and a never-ending tape recorder in the back of my mind, that meant I was going to end up with the same self-talk and the same body talk and the same talk about food and eating, right? And so, yeah, I made a bold decision that I'm the same decision I'm inviting you to make. And, you know, I vowed to ditch all the band-aids and the quick fixes and all the motivational rah-rah and just take a more scientific approach to my struggles. And, you know, I went on this big journey and I healed my relationship with food. I healed my relationship with my body. Of course, it's an everyday ongoing journey, right? But I just decided that I was done being a total bitch to myself, you know, judging myself, comparing myself, and trying to perfect myself, because that's what was weighing me down. That's what was bogging me down, and that was really what was perpetuating the problem, right? And so that's the weight of the weight that we keep talking about. And once I ditched that weight and, you know, of course, created a better strategy, that's when the resistance faded and the healing really began. And that's when happiness and peace of mind and freedom and all the stuff I was actually doing it for, that's when it finally showed up for me. Because just like you, I didn't have a food problem or a motivation or willpower problem. It was a thinking problem. It was a self-image problem. And that is when I was finally able to understand, you know, why I do what I do, and that I wasn't weak-willed or a self-sabotager. My brain and my self-image just never got the makeover that my body got, right? But also, I learned why I was still so dependent on diets and band-aids and playing mind games with myself, because I was simply feeding my brain that short-term change, not that long-term permanent transformation. And as you'll learn, there are two totally different elements, or two different causes and effects, but also two different habit brains. Like, you have two different elements in your brain, one where the short-term lives and one where the long-term lives. So we're going to talk about that, right? But I also learned that I'm not crazy, that I was doing what any female human mammal, which is us women, would do if she was walking around every day being weighed down by what I call the weight of the weight, right? Because, you know, my problem was three-dimensional. And, you know, I realized that my struggles would never be solved using strictly a body solution, right? And that using strictly a mind solution, it would get me closer, but that wouldn't be enough either, right? And I quickly learned that a brain solution would get me even closer, but even that wasn't enough on its own because my struggles weren't one-dimensional. They were three-dimensional. They were global, right? And so I needed a global solution, right? And I needed a three-dimensional solution. And so I went from, you know, the business of the body, so to speak, to the business of the brain. And it completely transformed my life. And I essentially hit the restart button on all of it, like the way I was eating, moving, living, thinking, all of it. And I call that process self-imaging. And that's what I'm inviting you to do too, is really just hit that restart button and just start over with yourself, okay? And so, you know, I learned it the hard way. And that's why you'll see that the first thing we're going to do is just to start changing the way you talk to yourself and about yourself. Because, you know, we've got to go up level your self-image from the very get-go. And I'm going to show you how to do that very quickly and very easily right now in week one. But just remember, because you can't out-diet that. You can't outperform it. You can't outsmart it. We've got to start there. Okay. So give yourself permission to let this be your time. Like, this is your time to go hit the restart button, okay? To really just forgive yourself for where you are, for what has or hasn't happened, and for all the things that didn't work because you didn't know what you didn't know. And I promise you, if you did know, you would have done it, right? So just forgive yourself. Let all that shit go, right? It's all in the past because I'm telling you, your solution does not live in the past, okay? And I promise you, if you start making this shift now and stay in this conversation, we can move you into, it's not just about making peace with food and your body, but finding the freedom to live your life and enjoy your life as the fullest version of you, where your body and food is no longer a barrier or what holds you back, but it actually sets you free in every area of your life. And so I invite you, just let yourself fully receive and take advantage of this wonderful gift you've given yourself, and let's create the most radical transformation you have ever had, okay? So let the brainwashing begin, all right? Now, before we move into it, I just want to really quickly help you understand and feel better about your past experiences. It's easy for me to say let it go, but let's talk about how, right? But also, I want you to understand why typical modalities and ways of eating and body changing actually set you up to fail, and that it's really not your fault. You just were using a broken system, right? But also, I want to just take a moment and recognize, like, more than likely, this might be your first time taking a more loving and brain-based approach to transformation. So I just wanted to honor that, okay? So let's take a look at why things usually stop working, okay? So the first reason is that most solutions are this slow zigzag, like they cause you to take two steps forward and three steps back. Most solutions also typically make you hate your experience of life along the way, like you have to, you know, sacrifice your health and happiness for weight loss, right? But most solutions also don't address all of the three dimensions, the mental, the emotional, the social struggles that really keep us stuck and get us off track, right? But also, most women are walking around with a bunch of what I call dead weight as they go, which really just makes the journey slower and harder than it needs to be, if it's even possible to get there at all. But also, you've been taught, just like I learned, to ignore the brain in favor of the body or what we want for our body, like to put weight loss over health, to put weight loss over happiness, right? And I learned it too. But also, I'm guessing that the reason you're here is you've really just been a passenger on your journey, like looking for different experts, looking for different pilots to get you there, instead of really learning how to fly the plane yourself and taking radical ownership, okay? So also, let's take a look at why most systems fail you, right? And hopefully this will help you understand that you didn't fail it, the system failed you, right? So oftentimes there is no system. It's like very arbitrary, very haphazard, right? Or there is a system, but it's too complex to understand and just confusing and overwhelming, right? Or maybe there's unclear intent for the steps. Like somebody's telling you something to do because you think you air quotes should do it, but you're like, why am I doing this? What part does it have in this, right? Or maybe the steps change too quickly or too frequently, like again, causing that overwhelm or chaos, right? Or maybe you have lack of belief in the steps, like you hear them, but you're like, I don't really like resonate with that, or I don't necessarily even believe that it's going to work, right? Or believing in the outcome that it's going to get you to where you want to get to, and you feel like you're just kind of spinning your wheels, right? Or maybe, let's be honest, we've all been there where it's the wrong timing, where we're just really not ready to make a radical shift in our lives. Like we have too much other stuff going on, but we commit to it anyways because we think we should or we're supposed to, or it's better than doing nothing. And so it's really just not the right timing, right? Or maybe you're just not ready for the next step, the next phase. Or I know sometimes I'm not coachable. Like I don't want external input. I just want to be with it right now. And so honoring that too, like when we commit because we think we should or we're not fully committed, that can be part of it, right? Or maybe you've dabbled, like you're committed to one thing and then you commit to another thing because you're trying to piecemeal it together because you're not really fully committed to anything. And we've all been there as well, right? Or maybe you do not want it to succeed, as in the plan or program that you're following is so wretched, like it's so hard, it's so stress-inducing or energy-sucking that you can't wait to get off of it, right? Again, that is a system set up to fail, okay? So how are we going to take a different approach with stressless eating? Well, first of all, we're going to address the root problem instead of going and mopping up the downstream effects. Like we're going to address the system of thinking, not just the symptom of the thinking, right? It's designed specifically for long-term transformation, not just short-term change, like from the beginning in mind for brain change, right? It's designed to fit inside the context of your own life rather than trying to fit your life back inside of a program or plan, which we know, again, is not sustainable, right? It helps you address the mental, emotional, and physical roadblocks that typically keep you stuck on that on-again, off-again roller coaster. So we're going to hit it three-dimensionally, right? Also, we're going to be taking a brain-based smarter, not harder. So we're going to be working in minimums, not maximums, as you'll learn. And because as soon as we change your psychology and your neurology, like your mind and your brain, your physiology, your body can't not change. Okay, we're going to go upstream to the queen, right? The nervous system. But also, this is not just another diet or exercise or just love yourself already program, right? It truly is the system that I created for myself. I needed it and I use it in my own life. And this is what I pass on to every single one of my personal one-on-one clients, okay? So what would work for you? Well, first of all, it's got to be this customized transformational experience. We've got to make it personal to you as we go, okay? And so part of that is, yeah, we're going to be creating a new definition of transformation, which part of it is going to be the strategy, which you'll get. It's a system of thinking and new goggles, but also the stories, the self-image, the thinking, the self-talk that's going on in the background of your mind. And the two of those things are what's going to really create that long-term permanent transformation, okay? But also, we talked about the power of collaboration, right? We are going to be doing this together because you shouldn't and you don't have to do this alone, okay? You don't have to, and that's why we are here together to get the support that you need, okay? So you've probably heard of the 80-20 rule, right? Pareto's principle. Like everything, this stuff that you're learning right now, the beginning stuff, right? It's going to become the 20% effort that drives 80% of your results in all areas of your life, not just with food. Like all the fundamentals that I'm going to be teaching you in the system of thinking, it can drive the rest of your life as well, okay? I'm telling you, this everything you're going to be learning is the epitome of working smarter, not harder. And because we're addressing the brain and the wiring and swimming upstream to the cause of it all, like the thinking and the language and the frameworks and paradigms that you're seeing your life through, it's going to impact every area of your life. And so yeah, it's called stressless eating, right? But a lot of my clients tell me time and time again, like I should call it stressless woman or stressless living because the language I'm going to teach you can literally help you stress less about food and stress less about your body, but also stress less in general in your head and less in your heart, okay?
So how we're going to do that? So the way I describe it, it's kind of like this 90-day incubation period where I guide you step by step and support you to learn how to fish, so to speak, towards food freedom and a healed relationship with food. One where at the end of the 90 days, you no longer identify with the version of yourself that binge eats, mindlessly eats, stress eats, or eats her feelings. And that you're able to see it for what it is, but that you've released that way of thinking and way of being and stepped into something new, that you've committed to living your life this way. And I'll guide you step by step, zone by zone of the female brain towards not only a better, easier, faster, and permanent strategy when it comes to food and eating and your body in general, but one that addresses the self-image and the thinking that's leading you in the direction of failure or stress or just straight up unhappiness. Because again, food is not the problem. Food is not the enemy, right? The diet mentality is the enemy here. That all or nothing, black or white, up, down roller coaster is the problem because you can't ever get off it. Or if you do, you become terrified you'll gain weight or go off the deep end because you can't out diet, outperform, or outsmart
your current relationship and connection with food. And you'll never be able to stick with it if you're carrying around all the weight of the weight that's causing you to like never be able to overcome your struggles with food or your current thinking and habits. So you'll see that the video after this is the Stressless Eating from the Roots video, where I'm going to walk you through step by step all the nitty gritty details of how we're going to rewire your brain. But you'll also see how everything is specifically laid out too. So you'll watch that next. But in the meantime, just know that really, as you remember, we have three distinct phases and three core elements. So we have phase one, phase two, and phase three, and then the information, the implementation and the integration for each part of this, right? So it's really part discovery, part experimentation, part practice, and one new language that will totally rewire that beautiful brain of yours. So just to reiterate, ladies, food is not the problem, okay? It's not the chocolate chip cookies. It's who you're being and how you're feeling while you're eating the cookie. And that's a metaphorical one and a literal one, right? The plan also isn't the problem. It's who you're being and how you're feeling when you're using it. And so we've got to set you up for success, right? But also, we've got to design this for you. We've got to make allowances for you. And I invite you to just start ditching the shame, the blame, the guilt, the comparisonitis around who you are, who you have and haven't been, your relationship with food, your relationship with body. Because let's face it, we all have our stuff. We all have our shticks. We all have our own brand of crazy. I know I have mine. Okay, so let's just let it all be there, right? So just to reinforce, your old way of doing things isn't working. We need a better strategy and some new stories, right? And you don't want another Band-Aid. I know it's so tempting, but I promise you, you don't. You're ready to just put this problem to bed for good. Right? But also, this is just a new way of thinking and living, but we built it with the end in mind for you to feel peace of mind, happiness, and freedom from the very beginning and along the way. Okay? Also, remember, how you feel matters, right? Who cares if you have a rockin' body if you hate who you have to be to get it or to keep it, right? We want both. We want happiness and health. But also, learning this system of thinking and learning this way of living, it's a short-term investment for lifelong care. It's one time, learn the language, and then you just have it, and you can bring it with you into the rest of your life, okay? So just forgive yourself for the past, right? Let's start focusing on the right now so that we can find you the solution that will set you up for freedom and ease and peace of mind in your future, right? Let's live in the right now, okay?
So coming up next, there's that stressless eating starting at the Roots video. You are going to get all of the nitty-gritty details of everything you need to know, see how this all comes together. So I will see you in the next video.